Now back to our lead story this morning. How a widow from Weybridge was tied up and put in fear of her life by masked men who raided her home. Superintendent Mark Preston is from Surrey Police. He's involved in this particular investigation. He's on the line to me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is an horrific crime. Can you talk us through a little bit? And obviously we'll remind people that it is a breakfast audience and so on, but what this woman went through, absolutely, as she describes it herself, sheer hell.
It was sheer hell for her. It was around about 10 to 11 last Friday night, the 3rd of August, into the early hours of Saturday, the 4th of August. She was at home. Two masked men broke into her house and, as you know, subjected her then to a nasty, cowardly attack, leaving her there while they left. And it was only that she managed to free herself and alert local security on the estate that... that we got to her, fortunately, before she suffered two injuries that were too severe.
Yeah, and obviously being burgled is bad enough, and then what these guys put this woman through, as you say, horrific and also very cowardly.
Absolutely, we deal with many nasty offences, but you have to ask yourself what type of man was subjected to a 73-year-old woman to this type of attack. And that's part of our witness appeal, that we're obviously appealing for witnesses who may have seen two men dressed in dark clothing, either on the estate itself or in the Brooklands Road area of Weybridge, but also to those people involved in crime themselves who would not subject a woman to this type of attack, that would view the actions of these men as cowardly as I described before, and who would be willing to give the names to Crime Stoppers if they so wish.
I guess there'll be a lot of people listening to the show this morning, Superintendent, who perhaps are on their own and will listen to this story and of course, naturally, will be frightened about their own personal safety. I guess it's worth reassuring that, fortunately, first of all, burglaries are still fairly rare, and actually those who have the... Well, I was going to say guts, but that's not the right word. Those who actually will stay around and tackle and take somebody on in this way, frankly, few and far between.
They are few and far between. Not only in Surrey, fortunately, but across the region. So it is a rare type of attack. What we do tend to find is, as you know, most burglaries are committed by offenders when the house is empty, and if they do come across somebody in the house, they make their escape very, very quickly. It's very rare that we have an attack of this sort.
Okay, now in terms of a description, I guess there's only a very limited description of what these guys actually look like.
It is limited, unfortunately. Although the victim was with the offenders for some time, she obviously went through such a shocking experience. What we do know is that they're two men. They were dressed in dark clothing, wearing balaclavas and gloves. We suspect there was a vehicle fairly nearby, although we have no description of that at this time. But anybody in that area who would have seen two men walking about or entering a vehicle, we'd be very keen to hear from them.
Okay, and in terms of that haul of jewellery they made off with, quite expensive jewellery, obviously personal items, I guess you'll be on the lookout as well for that, maybe trying to be sold off in the local area as well, potentially.
Absolutely. We've got some very close working relationships with some of our second-hand jewellery outlets in the area. They already know the type of jewellery that we're looking for, but that's obviously got to be a main line of inquiry in the days and weeks to come.
All right, last question, most important one, I guess. How is Mrs. Jansen doing now?
She's recovering remarkably well. Very resilient lady, and we wish her the best for her recovery, obviously.
All right, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck in that investigation. Let's hope the perpetrators are brought to justice very soon indeed. Superintendent Mark Preston from Surrey Police.